Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's go! Yeah!
You're listening to the best of the Patriots. A weekly mix of WEEI's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Monday from Gillette Stadium after the New England Patriots win their fourth straight 31-13 in the Mike Vrabel revenge game in Tennessee. And I don't know, the sky is the limit with this football team. I hate saying it. I'm afraid of the jinx. But I you try to find something that you can say negative about the head coach or about the quarterback or about the defense. There's just nothing.
I told you.
What did you tell us, Coach?
That this team is legit and they can contend for a championship?
Yeah.
Before it was like if we were lacking in one area, the rest of the team fell apart. Now it's like even if Drake May very rarely but has an off throw, somebody picks it up for him. Like Pop Douglas, that catch yesterday. Like
the one-handed one?
Yes. Like everybody's making up for others' small mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's the difference maker. They look so good. They look so good, and they love Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
What a difference a year makes.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Greg.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say with this football team, and we talk about the rest of the league, if I would have told you that they would be second in the conference behind the Indianapolis Colts at the beginning of the season.
I might have laughed.
Yeah.
I might have harumphed.
You might have asked the strain that morning.
It's extraordinary the turnaround, and Mike Vrabel gets a lot of the credit. Chime is not going to want to hear this, but Josh McDaniels gets a lot of the credit. Drake May gets a lot of the credit. And it's difficult certainly to see this team not being a playoff team. Mm-hmm. And not seeing them with the chance to go far when it comes to the playoffs.
But what a difference 1 year makes, where literally we were already doing draft talk today last year.
Yeah.
After 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And what has happened is so difficult, and Wiggy would know this far better than I would, but observing this team from afar, the amount of chaotic noise that was ever present the last 3 years has... It's like you hit that button when you didn't realize your headphones weren't on noise canceling, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
this is how it works. I'm going to do my job. I know that he's going to do his job. If he fails, I know it's not on purpose. We'll work together to overcome it. And the way in which Vrabel has been so deferential when it comes to credit his way, yesterday you have the players as Vrabel finishes the post-game speech. Thankfully, no awkward Robert. Very good job. the whole team brings him in and just starts chanting his name, obviously understanding the magnitude of that game. It's so cool to be on the ground floor of something like this. You watch around the game sucked yesterday, by and large. The teams in the NFL are awful, by and large. and you see how hard it is, how teams have gone generations without getting to where the Patriots are, and you feel like you're just beginning.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I already see it in Twitch, you know, some people saying, well, the schedule, the easy schedule has a lot to do with how well they're performing. That's not really the case when you look around the league. I mean, the Cowboys just lost to the Panthers, and we, like, we're beating these teams that we should be beating, and we're beating the teams nobody thought that we would beat either. So it's the yes, I understand we have an easy schedule, but when you look around the league, that's not helping other people.
Yeah, I mean, other than the Bills, who else have they beaten?
The Bills, but yeah. But that's
like
a huge
easy schedule thing out the window, because if you look at every team, like Curtis said, in the NFL, there's no dominant team. So every team schedule wise has a relatively easy schedule by that kind of logic. You look at yesterday's game, the Denver Broncos, who are top in their division, barely beat the New York Giants. Then we see the Cincinnati Bengals without Joe Burrow and, you know, a quarterback. They just got off a trade and Joe Flacco beat Cincinnati, beat Pittsburgh.
Thursday night.
Yeah, so there's no, like, teams or, like, this whole easy schedule thing. We looked at the Atlanta Falcons. They beat the Buffalo Bills. So you start to sit here and go, if you're the Patriots, you are a good football team, and a good football team can beat any football team in today's NFL, and that's, to me, the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, there are still things that you need to work on. You need to continue to work on the run game. You need to be careful when it comes to the health of your franchise, and certainly, I guess, if you want to be nitpicky, maybe Mike Vrabel kept Drake May in that game for too long.
Yeah.
Yesterday there was one point near the end of that game where they had a blindside blitz, and he took a pretty big hit.
Yeah, he got smoked.
And I'm like, should Drake May still be in this game at this point?
My thing for anybody that's talking about the schedule, like, you are not watching the games if you're saying that they're doing this because of their schedule.
Yeah.
There are games every week. You just alluded to the Broncos and the Giants, where they're at home against an inferior, vastly inferior team who had the worst offensive line in football. The Broncos may set the sack record, and they somehow needed a last second field goal and some idiotic decisions by the Giants to win the game. The Patriots, Panthers, Blue Doors, they beat the Bills. They hold on in a brutally officiated game in New Orleans, and then yesterday, they absolutely boat race this team in the second half. Every game they get better, every week they get better. Whether it's first half to second half or week six to week seven, don't allow anybody to tell you that they're only doing this because of their schedule.
And right, you bring up the second half, you can't say that that's all offense. Like, the defense was fantastic in the second half of that game yesterday.
You have the two most important things: the quarterback and the head coach in today's NFL.
Right.
You have those two pieces, you're going to be a good football team, and you could figure it out in other areas. But if you don't have those two things, then you see how things play out.
Well, speaking of the head coach, we will get to talk to him in just a little bit. Mike Vrabel will join us here at Gillette Stadium in about 20 minutes at 6:30. And you can watch that on Twitch. You can listen to it on the radio. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. You can listen. You can ask Alexa to play WEEI and catch what Mike Vrabel has to say coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of Twitch, hello and good morning to those that are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. And we are brought to you on Twitch and on YouTube by Springer's Jewelers. And if you find yourself in the market for a diamond, then you got to go to Springer's Jewelers. If you want to be educated on what to buy and what you want, and you want to get the best pricing in New England, then go see Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can go to springersjewelers.com. In addition to Mike Vrabel, who will join us in about 20 minutes here, they said it at 7:20 this morning. We will discuss what Mike McDaniel said when returning the favor and throwing Tua under the bus after that loss yesterday. And Tua, what an awful football game that was for him yesterday.
They are a bad football team. I'll give you that one.
No, they're bad head coach.
Yeah. No, they are a really bad football team. And so we'll get to they said it at 7:20 this morning, and Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 on this morning show, and we'll talk everything week 7 with Boomer. News coming up at 8:20 this morning, and that includes the dumbest of the day and why officials in Arizona had to tell residents to stop licking the amphibians. So we'll get to that during the news later, and as always, we're looking for Hill Notes. So if you want to leave a voice note on the New England Patriots or on any other topic, you can do that always on the Odyssey app, and we'll play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning.
And I have a compliment for New England's mom. That's Courtney.
New England's, it's really New England's mom to be.
Right. Yes, sorry. Yes. Well, she has been fiercely defensive about Ramondre Stevenson and the support shown by Mike Vrabel to him. And I thought it encapsulates sort of why the Patriots are where they are, because I was like, running backs are dime a dozen. And watching that, I was like, you know, Courtney might be onto something. And that performance yesterday was basically the public seeing what Vrabel's approach is, which is, until we find out that we don't have the answer in this building, we are not going to look outside of it.
Perfectly put my lead this morning, but I have more to add. But
okay,
thank
good.
You, because like I watched that yesterday, and it, so much credit goes to Mike Vrabel for continuing to show support to Ramondre through this time, and I'll get to more of that in my lead.
Yeah, and Travion Henderson, 9 snaps. So I don't know what it's strange to me. Like even yesterday in a blowout, like you would have thought a little bit more run for him. So no pun intended. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but Ramondre was great yesterday.
I mean, you never know who the guy is, because when the Cam Skidaboo, didn't he go in like the fourth round? And you're like, damn, you could have had that guy. But I think with the Travion Henderson, a lot of it comes to, you know, some of the struggles that he might have been dealing with in pass protection, and maybe that just keeps him off the field. But Ramondre, I told you, was going to be about how you were going to be able to run the football, and that's one thing that got to give Josh McDaniels credit for, is he basically said, we're going to come out here, we're going to try to run the football, and Ramondre is going to be the guy.
Well, we haven't heard from Shyam yet this morning. Shyam, game plan, Josh McDaniels, what do you give him for a grade this morning?
Nah, it was fine, like a B.
You're a tough, you grade tough. I mean, you're
always been a tough grader on everybody.
You're grade tough, so a B on that. That's about it.
I felt like there was points left on the board.
Oh,
like left on the field. It's like in the Saints game. Yeah, I feel very similarly. Oh yeah,
really?
You could have scored 48 on this team.
You never get too high, never get too low, Shyam. I love it.
Yeah, you know, try and stay even keel, Courtney.
Yeah,
I watched that game and I'm like, thank God we have Josh McDaniels here. Like, it's just the offense. You don't worry about it. It's, I know Josh McDaniels has made bad play calls. I've certainly criticized him before, but you watch what he's done, where he is, and where this organization is with him instead of the boob Van Pelt, and you're very happy.
Shyam was mad they took out Drake when he hit his head on the ground to check him out.
I thought he was Shyam.
Yeah, that one. I know. As soon as I've been in that situation before, like when you know you're falling that way, and your head's gonna snap back and hit the ground, you're just hoping that it isn't that bad. And you could tell as soon as he hit his head, he's like, all right. You could tell he got his bell rung a little bit. He tried to shake it off, and then
he did the shake, and I think, you know, when you do the shake, you're gonna have to go to the tent. So I don't know, should he? He's trying to stiff arm guys, and I appreciate that effort, but I wish he would just immediately drop to the
drops to the ground. In that situation, then he would have to slide way early, and then we'd be like, why isn't he using his legs like we did? It was at the Vegas game. That situation, he tried to stiff arm, he missed the guy, and then the guy has him in a good position, and the only way you're going to fall is like that, and you just hope that you don't bang your head too hard.
This week, we need to protect him, because the Browns' defense is excellent. The defensive front is fierce.
They get after it.
Oh, let's do it. This is just for a Shyam. Jumbo set. This weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, love it. Get Jack West over in that game as much as possible.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to a lot of the Sunday football show yesterday with
you
guys
Greg.
On the way to the Cape. And, you know, when dissecting this football team, like, you know, Courtney brought up earlier, and the first thing that comes up is easy schedule. I guess second thing, you guys talked about it a little bit yesterday, is that they have yet to face, other than the Steelers, have yet to face a really good defense. So
yeah, and this Cleveland team is going to be a really good test because, I mean, anybody that watched that Miami game, they should have picked off Tua like five times, and they've kicked some ass. They're much better in Cleveland than they are on the road, but even still, I mean, Myles Garrett is a formidable foe no matter where the location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this will be a good test on Sunday for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I think, like I told you, you know, Cleveland's got a good defense, but you're a good football team. See, that's the thing. Like, the Patriots, people have to realize they are a good football team. So they're beating teams that they should be beating because they're good football teams, and teams with good defenses and offenses that are not that good, they're going to win those type of football games.
And the Chiefs, who are the, you know, the everybody's still, now they're back to being the sweetheart again. They've beaten one good team. They beat the Lions. They beat the Ravens without Lamar Jackson. They haven't beat anybody that you think is a great team. So you can.
But
go
who's
up and,
a good team? Find me a good team out there.
The Indianapolis Colts are a really good football team.
Okay. The Colts are a good football team.
So I would say the Colts,
Eagles,
who you haven't played, and the Eagles are kind of like, you know, I feel like they're like all the other good teams in the
you
NFL.
You just said what's a good team.
But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions are both good teams.
The Bills, but those are teams that you can beat. Like, I don't think that you can't beat those teams. I feel like when people say, oh, you haven't played anybody good, I look at the rest of the league and I go, yeah, Tampa's a good team, but can Atlanta beat Tampa?
But that's not the question. Who can beat who? You said who's a good team. I mean, there are good teams.
I guess maybe I worded it wrong. Like, there are good teams, but I guess there's not that juggernaut team that you look at and you go, all right, you haven't played them. You got to play them to prove that you're a good football team.
Yeah, there's no team that the Patriots would go up against and you say you have no shot.
No.
And if they hadn't beaten the Bills, we're not having this conversation that they're a contender. The fact that they beat a team on the road, on prime time, with the fourth quarter comeback, all of that it legitimizes the other wins.
Now, you know, Courtney brought up Dallas. Like, Dallas loses to Carolina, and then they beat the Washington Commanders yesterday.
So crushed them.
So I when I look at the Patriots and people start saying easy schedule, easy, there's so much parity in the NFL that maybe it's not who's a good team. There's no juggernauts out there. So the teams that we look at and we say, oh, this is a good football team, the Colts almost lost to the Cardinals.
No, I know, but the Colts are a good football team.
Yeah, and I'm not taking that out, but they're not a juggernaut. They're not a team that scares me.
No, the Chiefs are a good football team. The Bills are a good football team. Denver is a good football team.
So maybe that's how I word it. There's no team out there that scares me as a Patriots fan that I play, that the team will play against, and I'll go, man, it's going to be hard to win that game.
Yeah.
They could beat any team in the NFL right now. They could. Absolutely.
And I think they would be favorite in most games.
All right. We are at Gillette Stadium. It's a Patriots Monday. Coming up, we will talk with Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots. That is in about 10 minutes. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Same number that is the Subaru of New England text line. So you can text us at any point this morning with your thoughts on the New England Patriots. And to get started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots make it 4 straight with a 31-13 win in Tennessee. Drake May completed 21 of 23 passes for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Pats' final road game of this stretch before returning home to take on the Browns this week. We'll be joined by Mike Vrabel next to talk about the win on this Patriots Monday. Monday Night Football has 2 games tonight. Bucks at Lions at 7 and Texans at Seahawks at 10. Where do we stand right now when it comes to Shime and Bean Shooter?
So we had picked all basically the same games on Sunday. We did well, by the way, each of us going 3-1 on the Sunday games. And so tonight I have the Buccaneers and he has the Lions.
All right. The Bruins fell to Utah yesterday 3-2, the final on the road. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 24 saves in the loss. The Bees return home winless from this road trip. Their next game is tomorrow with the Panthers in town. In an update on October baseball, the Blue Jays tie up the ALCS with a 6-2 win over Seattle last night. Game 7 is tonight at 8:08.
What time should we come over? Big game 7.
Whatever you want. I mean, I will. Would you like me to make little Greg's Easy Chicken for the game?
And, love it.
Greg's Easy Italian Chicken on tap this evening.
Right.
Sure.
Let's go. Ken's going to bring the number two pencils.
Okay.
The Dodgers take the NLCS against the Brewers. They took the series in four games, ending on Friday with a 5-1 win. And fall in love in a 2025 Subaru. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at Subaru of NewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, Mike Vrabel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Really was just a lost fumble. I mean, that was just tough call for Cam Ward there, who looked good for a minute. And then that was it. Then he kind of turned back into a pumpkin, and he's terrible. That team's terrible.
Are you concerned about the slow starts? I mean, we reference it very quickly off the top.
A little bit.
Vrabel's hung up on it, and
it's consistent.
For the most part, it's happened more weeks than it hasn't, where these teams just come down and gouge them for like a drive or two. And I guess you got to give them credit for adjusting. The Saints did this last week. They gave up 3 second-half points. The Titans did this yesterday. They gave up 0 second-half points. So I guess you got to give them credit for adjusting and, you know, nipping things in the bud. But the way they've started these games and the fact that Vrabel harped on it so much, both post-game and, again, with Greg this morning, and I'm sure he'll do it again at 11:30 when he talks to the media a half hour from now. The fact that he seems hung up on it is interesting to me because I think now he realizes, hey, we are going to have a real chance against the Tampa Bays of the world.
Pretty good. Yeah.
We're going to have a real chance against Baltimore later in the year. I know they're off to a bad start. I bet they'll look different later on in the year than they're playing now, especially coming off a bye. Never mind the Bills a second time, et cetera, et cetera. we have a real chance against these teams. Mm-hmm. We can't bury ourselves early in these games. I think that's a reflection of expectations raising. And also, guys, it's October now.
Right.
And this is still an issue.
Yeah. And, you know, the positive would be, like you said, they've been able to make adjustments and they've been a lot better after that. And there's some of the game, even the two losses that they had, slow start offensively and defensively. You know, even the Carolina game, as much as that turned into a blowout, the biggest blowout of the season, that wasn't a great start defensively for them. So,
no, that drive was shocking.
I was like,
when they came down the field in that Carolina game, that game was shocking.
Cam Ward or Bryce Young's touchdown drive, both were surprising.
Yeah.
82.
Bryce Young started the game with one, right?
Bryce Young started the game with one.
Tennessee went field goal touchdown. But
Joey Sly.
Yeah.
Sly guy.
Yeah, it was a Sly revenge game until he kicked it out.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
He's just smashing balls. I think it's a bit of a concern because it is seven games in, and it's something that clearly has been a point of emphasis, and yet it hasn't entirely gotten turned around. And when you do play better teams, that might be the difference. That might be it. You know, you might not be able to play catch up against Tampa Bay, or you know, you get into the playoffs and you're talking about whoever you match up with wild card round, or if you want to go, you know, big time like the divisional round, and you find yourself down a quick 10-0 before you get adjusted. That might be it. You know, you might not be able to come back in that case. So it's something that he's aware of and is trying to get fixed. And, you know, that's something they can work on for the next, 10 games of the season.
Yeah. So, look, the defense buttoned it down in the second half. You would hope they start doing this against some of the upcoming opponents. Atlanta looked terrible last night. I don't know how much of that game you watched.
I watched some.
For as good as they looked against Buffalo, they looked horrendously bad. Penix looked horrendously bad last night.
Yeah.
So that's in 2 weeks. It's the Browns this week. I don't know how much they're going to get tested in either of those two games.
Good defense, though, the Browns. Good defense.
Look, the Falcons defensively played well last night, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they couldn't stop McCaffrey, but who can? So, yeah.
McCaffrey.
It's a couple of good defenses coming up leading up, and home games, leading up to that Bucs game, which will be the real test when we really see, all right, is, as we discussed earlier, the championship window open, and are they true contenders? That is going to be the real measuring stick game, assuming they don't trip up these next couple of weeks. Our buddy Mark in Medford's waiting patiently. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
It's going great.
So given that you're in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen, can you argue that right now, this season, that Drake May and Bo Nix are the best quarterbacks in the AFC right now?
Bo Nix?
I mean, I like Bo Nix, but no, Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league.
Right, but Bo Nix, they put up 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they put up zero for the first three.
And they played the Giants.
Yeah, but where it counts, guys, right? Is that what we say all the time, when it counts?
Yeah.
You got me talking bad about my guy. Bo Nix, but he's not up there.
Nix has led to that comeback. You'll hear more about it coming up and what happened. But Nix has led to huge fourth quarter comebacks this year.
Like, I think he's a gamer. He's got moxie, whatever you want to say. I like him. He is.
Good cliche.
Three games under 200 yards passing for Bo Nix this year.
He's scrappy. He gets his uniform dirty.
Honestly, the way they played through seven games, it's an insult to compare Drake May to Bo Nix.
Love Bo Nix.
The way the two of them will be
0-7.
Yeah, I mean.
Right, but they're not.
Coming into the year,
yeah.
I thought it was even fair to say Nix has done more. If you want to say Nix is better than May, that's fine.
Year, as a starter from day one.
But that flipped pretty quick this year. That's insulting. Mahomes has had a great year.
Mahomes and like Josh Allen and Drake May beat him head-to-head. So if you want to take Drake May's first seven games over Josh Allen, I'm not going to slug you in the gut. But if you're just like the best quarterbacks in the league still would be Mahomes and Allen. And then Lamar, when he comes back, Burrow's out for the year. So just cross him off. But, like, when Lamar was playing, we haven't seen him in a couple weeks. Like, fantastic. His first four games, he was awesome. So, I think that's still the list. But Drake May's on that list. Drake May and, like, Baker Mayfield. Like, if you're talking about, I don't know if Mark was talking about just AFC. Maybe he was. Okay, so just AFC. Yeah, he's one of the four best quarterbacks in the AFC. I think it's Mahomes. I mean, depending on how you feel about Lamar, because he's only played four games out of 7 weeks.
I think if you're asking just how they played this year, he might be the best quarterback in the AFC just on how they played. But now I got to pick like who I'd actually take on a Sunday to go win a game. Yeah, he might be fourth.
Yeah.
You know, ahead of Herbert.
I think he's jumped over Herbert. You know, Indiana Jones has had a good year, but I'd take Drake May over him.
Too.
I'd take him over Bo Nix right now. Aaron Rodgers. Like Aaron Rodgers is surprisingly good, but I would take May over Rodgers right now. Going back to that matchup head-to-head, I thought, maybe Aaron Rodgers back in week 3 might be the better quarterback. But since then, Drake May's only had good games.
I'd take Bo, this text line. I'd take Bo Nix over that fraud Drake May 10 times over.
Stop it.
May hasn't played anyone yet. Now look, if you
what
if,
about the Buffalo Bills, I was gonna say, who were the best team in football at the time when they played them?
If you take Nix, that's fine. Agree to disagree.
Nix barely beat the Giants.
To say they haven't played anyone is just dumb.
That is real dumb.
So, like, that doesn't make any sense. If you want to take Knicks, go ahead. Take Knicks.
The Broncos have only played the Colts as their one good team.
No, didn't?
No. That's not true.
They played the Bengals with no Burrow.
They beat Philly.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think that was the other comeback, right? That was the other.
Beat Philly 21-17 back a couple weeks ago.
No, they scored like 14 unanswered this finished the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was their other fourth quarter comeback. It was against Philly. So, look, I'm not saying.
And they lost to two good teams. They lost to the Colts and the Chargers.
I'm not saying that Knicks has beat nobody. But to say
aren't the
Patriots
good?
No, but they're better than like the. But they're better than the Jets and the Dolphins and some of those teams.
But I thought
the Panthers and the Titans.
I thought the Chargers at the beginning of the year looked like one of the best teams in football. Like, started great. No, they are. They've had a rough go these last few games.
No, if you want to tell me May greater than Justin Herbert, like, let's start there. Like, okay. Right now, especially if we're living in this season and recency bias and everything else, he's playing better than Herbert.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. We mentioned the accuracy record for Drake May. 21 out of 23 yesterday.
Oh, my God.
16 straight completions. That is a Patriots franchise record, higher than Brady against Jacksonville in 2009. Minimum 20 attempts. And it's crazy. Like, every single week, Curtis asked Rabel about this morning. Every single week, there's like a new Brady stat that
May
is
silly.
Matching or surpassing. It's wild.
Because you could kind of, you're like, oh, well, there's a lot of stats, right? And you're like, oh, they cherry pick certain stats. So you hear one and you're like, okay. Like, he's on a list with Brady, Manning, Aaron Rodgers. You're like, okay. And then like another week, something else happens where he's on a list or passing Brady. And you're like, all right, now we're getting into like a very strange territory here, because I don't even think it's fair to compare anybody to Brady, because like, Brady set the bar so high. So you're like, you could be a great Hall of Fame quarterback and still not even sniff Tom Brady.
Correct.
Right. And now you're already in your second year, not even halfway through your second year. You have numbers in some cases better than his.
And by the way, it wouldn't have surprised me if Mac Jones in his rookie year had like a wildly accurate game that beat Brady's record. But do you remember how Mac used to throw?
Yeah, sideways.
Watch him last night, even on Sunday Night Football.
No, Drake May's throwing the ball downfield.
Short throw, check down, short throw. Like, it's all Mac Jones did. Some of these, the booty touchdown, I think he has entering the late games yesterday, so maybe this changed.
Yeah.
He was the only quarterback in the NFL with two touchdown throws that traveled 50 yards in the air this year. Okay, so that one,
taking chances.
Air yards, that was 50-plus yards to Kayshon Booty. The Diggs throw, the Mac Hollins throw.
Yeah.
Mac may not have done those his whole NFL career. He hasn't done throws like that.
No, because they can.
May was doing that left and right yesterday and setting a completion percentage
record.
Third
in yards per attempt.
Surpassing.
There you go.
Surpassing Tom Brady. So these were not running back checkdowns, weird game play. Like, no, he was slinging it yesterday.
He was slinging it.
And he set the record.
And even pre-Randy Moss, a lot of Tom Brady's completions were pretty short.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were very effective. I'm not ripping him for it. But. Yeah, that is a difference. That is one of the most misleading stats. Like, if you don't have a chance to watch all the games, you just look at completion percentage. Like, these quarterbacks are the most accurate. It's like, well, not necessarily. I think Bo Nix, speaking of my guy, in college, completed 105% of his passes because all they did was throw to, like, wide-open guys at the line of scrimmage.
So this is good. So May is number two in pure completion percentage.
Yeah.
75.2. Do you know the one quarterback who's ahead of him? And it illustrates perfectly what you're talking about.
Is it Goff?
It's Goff.
Yeah.
Goff is at 76%, 75.9. Yeah. And the way Goff throws versus the way May, tight windows, deep throws, pushing the ball downfield. I'm not saying Goff never does it.
No, he every once in a while will, but it's a lot of, like, close stuff, and it's a lot of, like, I don't know. It's well schemed. Like, I mean, good for him, and, like, good for that offense, and they seem to be able to pick up right where Ben Johnson kind of left off, and they still are really good, but... Yeah, Drake May's doing it with a little bit more of a degree of difficulty.
So it makes the accuracy record in Patriots history, not just who he passed, but how he did it with the types of throws yesterday, even more impressive. Drake May was asked about it after the game.
This is a good answer.
I also thought this was very impressive.
Yeah, I left some out there that I ended up running that I could have thrown. I think I tucked it a couple of times when I shouldn't have, and I think I need to get the backside of the progression more. But, yeah, I think I'm trying to be careful with the football and trying to challenge it down the field and not just be a check down Charlie. So just trying to throw it to the guys that's open, and they're making great plays.
Ouch, Mac. Mac
check
has a family,
down
Drake.
Charlie.
Mac has a family, Drake. Calling him a check down Charlie like that, my goodness. So, yeah, no, I thought that was the perfect way to say it. And when he couples in, well, maybe I tucked and ran too many because he only had two incompletions.
Right, but there were more pass plays called than 23.
Yeah. Thank you. And so when he lumps it all together, I maybe understand his answer a little bit more. But even so, selfless answer. He threw high to Kyle Williams on that one throw. That was a bad throw.
Yeah, it was.
The
yeah.
other one was an incompletion to Hunter Henry later on in the second half. He completed 16 straight in right. between that. I'm trying to even picture the Hunter Henry incompletion, but that was the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's when he got lit up on the blitz.
Oh, it might have been that. It might have been that.
Oh, right in the back.
So I like that's an answer where he is being a leader, taking the high road, putting stuff on him, even though he played brilliantly yesterday. He was constantly putting it on his teammates yesterday. And I think, yeah, that shows some growth, and it shows that hopefully he's going to look to continue to improve and clean up what minor issues he had yesterday, because they were very minor.
Well, it's funny because when he first was answering that question, he was like, I left a couple plays there or whatever. I was like, you had two incomplete passes.
Right.
Like, you're trying to be 100%, but that's not what he meant. It made more sense with the running plays.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, I could have maybe found more guys downfield instead of running with it. But with the exception of him hitting his head on the turf, which we talked about last hour, he ran very effectively too. Like, I mean, he ran 8 times for 62 yards. Like, that's pretty good, big part of his game. So obviously he just needs to stay safe, but yeah, that was another one. And how many consecutive games is it now? Is it 5 straight with a QB rating over 100?
Yeah, it's going back to the Pittsburgh game. Yeah,
and it's not like
no, or is it 6 straight?
No,
100
oh,
against Miami.
Oh, it is 6 straight then.
Yeah,
so only week one it wasn't, and it wasn't like it was 101 yesterday.
5 or 6, yeah.
135.9,
pretty nice.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And this is another one where I think if you listen to Keys to the Game this past Friday, he's like one away, I think, from tying Tom Brady's record. Like another Tom Brady stat is going to come up this week. If he has 100 QB rating, which will actually be tough because Cleveland does have a good defense. But if he does it,
these next 2 weeks, Atlanta has a good defense too. So these next 2 weeks, he might play very well and not have 100 QB
right,
rating.
Right. But if he does, he's right on the same, you know, neighborhood as Tom Brady once again.
Mike Vrabel was asked about Drake May after the game. And, well, he made it clear it's not easy for a quarterback to play here for himself and Josh McDaniels in New England. But he's been impressed with Drake May.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself. And I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense. And, you know, kept talking about it. He wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it. And I think he doesn't like something in practice, then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And, you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
I mean, that's great stuff. I mean, it's early in his career. He's still very young. And, you know, we even heard like Hunter Henry talking about it. We talked to Mike Onwenu about it. Like, when he came in, I think it's tough to be like a leader day one. There are stories. Every once in a while, there are guys that are that. But you're new to the NFL. You're new to all these teammates. You're way younger than all these guys. It can kind of be off-putting. Like, if you show up, you're like, I'm the leader. Look at me.
Right.
You know, like, all right, bud. Like, maybe play a game first. Maybe win the job first. And so they put him in a bad spot,
and
I think.
He literally had one real win in his NFL career, right, even coming into this year.
Yeah.
It was still hard for him to come in and, I think, boss people around at the beginning of this year.
Yeah. But I also think, and not to just, you know, go through the Mayo, Wolf, all that stuff from a year ago, but He clearly was the best quarterback, and I think you're doing your guy a disservice. It's one thing to do the Patrick Mahomes treatment, be like, we have Alex Smith, we're going to wait a year. Or like, we have Drew Bledsoe, so we're not even considering Tom Brady yet. They're like, we'll see. So like, Bo Nix and Caleb Williams started right off the rip. Jaden Daniels, they all started right off the rip. Two or three of those guys made the playoffs. Drake May doesn't. You got to watch Jacoby Brissett for 5 weeks. So what can Drake May's going to be like the leader, but then Jacoby Brissett's named captain. So he's also the leader. Weird spot. Then Drake May takes over. We're hearing about maybe, you know, Jacoby Brissett wasn't the best teammate and all that stuff. So at least this year, like, you start clean. Might have been also a reason why they did get rid of Joe Milton. Not that he was going to beat him out for the job, but just, like, get rid of that distraction. Get rid of that any kind of, like, talk in the locker room. And we're just going to stick with this guy. They laid it out for him. You have a very clear backup in Josh Dobbs. There was no chance of him ever taking over the starting role.
Yeah, or thinking he was going to start
it,
over Drake May.
But it's not just like how many snaps you get. It's, all right, whose team is it? Whose offense is it? It's very clearly Drake May's. And I don't know. I think all the guys say like Hunter Henry told us, like, you could see him throw and run. Like, we all could see that part of it. But I think his leadership is what's really gone to the next level.
Well, and Nate Burleson was on CBS post game yesterday, or in between games or whatever it was. And he was talking about some of that. There's a difference between being a thrower and being a quarterback.
Yeah.
Curran's talked about that as well. And some of that seems to be coming to him. Some more examples of his leadership. I thought it was interesting reading Mike Reese. And if you saw his social media this weekend, you would have seen some of this too. He says, May's week, recapping the weekend for Drake May. 1 week after Diggs had his personal chef. I don't know if we talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
But
oh,
Stephon,
maybe not.
Stephon Diggs had his personal chef cook for the O-line last week, at Garrett Bradbury's house as part of the weekly offensive line dinner. So quarterback Drake May this week hosted his blockers on Thursday with a hibachi chef. So he had a nice hibachi.
Ooh, they had hibachi?
Over at the May House.
So what do? Do you just like redo the kitchen in there? Because a hibachi, you need a certain type of equipment.
You do it in the yard?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want that in the house.
That's a lot of cleanup.
Spraying sake all over the place.
Tossing stuff all over the floor.
Maybe you do that out in the yard.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Rookie guard Jared Wilson. Not a great game for him this
weekend. No, this might have backfired.
Or Will Campbell.
No.
Yeah, maybe they were a little weighed down by the hibachi.
No, maybe more hibachi.
Maybe that one. Yeah, maybe these guys need to take it easy on the hibachi, because neither one played well yesterday. Rookie guard Jared Wilson said the dessert was baked by May's wife, Ann Michael.
Okay.
Who?
From Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Was that
her? The dessert was devoured so quickly that it was the favorite among the group. He described it as an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp. Maybe that was the problem.
Oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds very
good. I'll try
good. It. So Drake May showing leadership there, stepping up on the heels of Steph Diggs.
So Jared Wilson has an oatmeal raisin cinnamon crisp and then has his worst game of the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, May was at the CM Zavarian game.
I saw that.
Getting MVP chance.
Great.
And I heard Vrabel talking about this morning. Vrabel's like, oh, yeah, he wasn't the only player
there.
Yeah,
a bunch of players were there.
He's just the one that got the police escort. But I don't know. I thought it was a good weekend.
How cool is that, by the way?
On the field for May, but also leadership, having the O-line over. His wife is cooking dessert, and he's showing up to local high school games. Like, I don't know. That is a cool weekend.
It's almost too good to be true.
Yes.
And it feels like too good to be true after watching the Patriots the last couple years with Belichick, last year with Mayo, and then now this team to be playing this well. It's laid out in front of him with this easy schedule. Drake May's playing like an MVP candidate. Mike Vrabel is the favorite to be coach of the year. Steph Diggs is fitting in like a brand new shoe. Like, I don't know what to even complain about with the team. It's like in a weird spot. Yeah.
No, and trust me. Like,
you tried.
We definitely try. And no, it's almost too good to be true the way it's going.
Yeah. No, but what I was going to say, it's cool that Drake May was there, but how cool is it if you played in that game as a high school kid and you're like, Drake May was watching and like a bunch of Patriots were watching?
Bunch of Patriots showed up. Missoula was there. I think Missoula's kid.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Plays for Xavier, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty cool.
You know, I'm sure he was barking at people. He probably wanted to play.
Who knows?
Probably wanted to go out there and play against a bunch of high schoolers.
He's yelling about two-on-ones.
Would be my guess. 617-779.
He took on the Pop Warner team at halftime, stiff-arming kids in the turf. Like, oh, that's cool, Joe. Thanks.
The young kids came out and played at halftime. Missoula just,
exactly. He's not playing against these guys.
Bobby Boucher. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keith. Will take you back through what happened in Week 7 of the NFL. What happened right after Trending with Billy Laney?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Patriots are now winners of 4 in a row after yesterday's 31-13 win over the Titans in Tennessee. Drake May finished the game 21 of 23 for 222 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 62 rushing yards. May's completion percentage of 91.3 is a new Patriots franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage. Up next, the Pats return home to host the Browns on Sunday. The Browns are now 2-5 after yesterday's 31-6 win over the Dolphins. Tonight's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. First up, the Lions host the Buccaneers. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, the Texans are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. Bruins have now dropped 4 in a row after falling 3-2 to the Mammoth in Utah. David Pastrnak scored both Bruins goals in the loss, and Jonas Kopitar gave up all 3 goals on 27 shots. Bruins return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Panthers. Puck drop is at 7:30. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays evened their series with the Seattle Mariners at 3 games apiece after a 6-2 win in Toronto. Game 7 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. The winner of this series will move on to play the Dodgers in the World Series beginning on Friday night. And the Celtics will begin their regular season schedule on Wednesday night at home against the 76ers. At the 99 restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm not sure we've heard Drake May as excited about anything as he was about pumpkin spice. Pumpkin
Let's
anything.
Go.
Big pumpkin guy. Also a big passing guy who's kicking the NFL's ass of late over the last 6 weeks with 100 ratings and just dominant completion percentages that we haven't seen around here. Drake May in a good mood. Sushi one, I think, button-hooked him, but then I got to thinking, can you imagine how much sushi the offensive line could eat?
Oh, my God. The hamachi bill alone would be thousands. Dude, like, the chef would literally have to bring over an entire yellowtail.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what the conversion rate would be, but I'm sure when you do those things, they're like per person. So you tell them, I got 10 people. But you'd have to say, I have 10 offensive linemen, which is equivalent to
20 people,
20, 30, 35, 4. I don't even know.
You have to order dinner. You have to almost, Andy, come on. You've been around these guys. They literally eat double. Like they consume 5, 6,000, 7,000 calories a day as adults, which we all know the body is not meant to do. So you got to at least double up.
Just kidding, Stiz. That wasn't nice. Just because the beer is a little heavy at times. But Drake May, very good mood, very happy.
Strays.
Patriots are winning. He's playing elite level football. And yet there is this one little teeny black cloud hanging over yesterday. And it's something that does carry over from last year, Fitzy. And you asked him about it. He did hit his head on the turf. He did sit up and sort of
shake it off, shake out the cobwebs. And obviously that's something that the independent spotters are going to get. The red hat is going to greet you and take you to the med tent. He was cleared quite quickly and got back out there and finished the game, or at least his portion of the game. Are you worried, though, about these head issues with Drake May? Are you concerned? Do you think there's anything he can slash should do? What was your reaction to the way that went down yesterday?
Yeah, you'd be lying if you said you weren't a little bit concerned about the fact that his style of play is conducive to getting dinged up a little bit. You know, you said last year you wish he would switch to a front first slide, but I imagine he's been sliding like normal people slide or just in a traditional capacity for so long. It would take a lot of time to sort of like untrain his muscle memory to do that and start sliding head first.
Did you see some of the hits in college football this weekend? A couple kids got
obliterated. Yes.
You know me. I think you can be in more danger sliding, and it was on full display. That's a great word. A couple kids got absolutely obliterated this weekend with the slide.
You don't like to see it. Like we know enough now to move past the. You know, remember on ESPN, they used to do that Monday segment, like, jacked up. Like, it was great to see people get, like, no, that's bad. That means these people may have issues later in life.
I know, but it was fun to watch.
It also used to be fun to, you know, smoke at a friendlies or on an airplane, but we learned more over time. So, yeah, it's a little bit concerning. I'm not sure exactly what you do to sort of teach him out of that. I mean, run out of bounds a little bit more, go down 2 yards prior to however far he thinks he should go, have a personal protector like the fullback equivalent of Will Campbell follow him around on the field 24/7, 365. Like, it's a tough call, dude.
And I don't actually think there was anything that could have been done yesterday when the DB is running stride for stride with him. It's kind of survival. And then it wasn't even a hit. It was a wrap up that when he got thrown to the turf, his head hits the turf. I said this to you on the post game show, other than the Peyton Manning, where you just turtle and just fall down and say, don't touch me, please.
Take a knee. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that an athletic 23-year-old quarterback who's rushing for 60 yards a game, who that's part of his game and part of how he helps the offense win games. As he said, you want to win. You're thinking about winning. There's nothing that can be done there. Will he play it a little bit differently as he evolves and ages and 10 years down the road and the number of hits he's taken? You know, it's not unlike, and stop me if you've heard this name comparison before, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, this is the debate they have in Buffalo. When should he run? How much should he run? Does he run in September or does he save the running for January and, you know, midfield or only with a first down or a touchdown on the line? I think Drake May maybe we'll evolve in that world as the team improves. And it's like, Drake, we're going to make the playoffs every year because you're a good QB and Vrabel's a good coach. Let's save the putting yourself in harm's way until January, until the, you know, AFC championship game most years.
Yeah, but it's funny thing is you haven't heard about Josh Allen getting knocked out of a game in a couple of years.
Right.
He's actually done he's just smart. He's a smarter athlete, smarter runner, smarter quarterback. And B, he's just such a hoss. Like, he's a freight train at this point now, the way that he handles himself out there in the field. He's actually knocked more people over than he's been knocked back in the last couple of years. But he's found a way to do it. So maybe in one capacity, that's how we'd like to see Drake May emulate Josh, avoiding those hits that he took early in his career.
617-779-7937. How you feeling about the New England Patriots, Drake May? Are you concerned about Drake May and these trips to the medical tent to have his head looked at? He was in protocol last year. He got out of it very quickly this game. He was back on the field. But it is definitely something to monitor and maybe the only negative you can find surrounding Drake May's game right now, right through the post-game locker room, where he's showing the leadership and he wasn't nervous at all. He's just going to stand up there and say whatever comes natural when he's handing Mike Vrabel, the hardo of all hardos, his game ball for the win in Tennessee. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Gordon in Ann Arbor. What's up, Gordon?
Oh, hi. Just in time, to say the least. They were vacuuming here.
That sucks.
Yeah, hello? Hello. Yeah, hi. Yeah, one of the things that kept occurring to me while watching the game was that these guys were always catching the ball. I mean, wherever they threw it, it must be great to be a quarterback and you throw the ball to somebody and they catch it no matter how good or how bad a pass.
Absolutely, Gordon. Thanks for the call. We have reached that point, and I'm with Gordon.
We have crapped all over. Fitzy, why are you giving me that look? The suck joke? You still stuck on
no,
the
no,
suck
no,
joke?
No, no, no. I'm not giving
that
you
that
look.
That was a good
look.
Suck
I'm
joke.
It both sucked and blew at the same time. I'm thinking about the look's not for you. I'm thinking about just Gordon's question and the manner in which he presented it and also the extraneous information that he shared with
us. Yeah, it was a great call. I call anytime, Gordon. We love, well, not now. Don't call back right now, which I can see which
you're
trying to do. Please wait till tomorrow, Gordon. But we've crapped all over this wide receiver core forever. And now we have people calling in saying, must be nice when you just throw the ball wherever. They always catch it. But is that wrong? Is that wrong after you watched that game yesterday, taking into account Kayshon Booty, Austin Hooper, Pop Douglas, Stephon Diggs? Like, I'm
all,
thinking great
all of them
catches.
Made tremendous catch. All of them made a tremendous catch at one point during the game.
So maybe we need to recalibrate our thoughts on the capabilities of the wide receiver core. And I'm not saying you have Justin Jefferson or T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase or all pros or any of that. I'm just saying, Fitzy, we've used this word a lot over the years for coaching, actually. Competence. Competency. The just ability to do your job. I'm not asking you to be Bill Belichick, but just be a competent coach. Maybe you now have a more than competent wide receiver core. It can be better, and you could improve it, and it's not like Rich Keefe is running out to buy all their jerseys. I'm not saying that. But they catch the ball when you throw it to them, and that's the overly simplified value in their roles right now.
Yeah, for the longest time, the C word that we used was complement, as in it's a complement of receivers, like a bunch of twos and threes that make for an adequate enough room to be able to field a professional football team. But no one of them so dynamic that it would keep an opposing defensive coordinator, safety, cornerback, etc. up at night. Now, they are competent, if not more than competent. They are beyond capable at this point, and the caliber of receiver has improved significantly. Look, Kayshon Booty may not be a number one receiver on 25 different teams in the National Football League, but the dude's playing some damn good ball, and if you throw it to him deep, if he's going to be anywhere near it, he's gonna haul it in. And Steph Diggs, 7 for 69, nice, yesterday as well. Like, who would kick that out of bed for eating stale pizza crust? Like, they're really good at this point. And Mac Hollins doesn't have a ton on the stat sheet yesterday, but when he had a big throw to him on the sidelines, did he find a way to toe drag swag it and haul it in? Sure as hell did.
I'm not sure whether I'm sad that Gordon didn't get my joke or happy, and that made it even more enjoyable that it went right over the top of his head. But either way, I enjoyed my joke, and that's all that matters. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons,
that's all that matters.
We need to get into some of these Drake May numbers. They're silly. They're silly awesome. Are they sustainable? And the challenge on the horizon. Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. Is there a regression coming? Drake May's unbelievable stretch. Will it continue? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.